If you bark, meow, quack, whinny, or have someone in the house that does, this is the talk show for you. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us in the studio Eric Langdon, who is the Director of Development for the Capital Area Humane Society. Welcome to the show, Eric.
Well, thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Eric, we've got a very big event coming up. Everyone can remember the date of September 11th, unfortunately, not for the best of reasons.
Right.
But this year, it just so happens, there is a great thing going on September 11th. And it's a fun event for the family, and it's a way to raise money for the Capital Area Humane Society. Why don't you tell our listeners about it?
Yeah, you're exactly right, and the date is easy to remember. The event is out at Fitzgerald Park in Grand Ledge. It is a 5K or 1 mile run or walk. You can actually run or walk either one. Well, the 1 mile is just a walk through the wooded area. We encourage families to come out, bring your kids, bring dogs that are well-maintained and well-mannered, of course, and because there will be many other dogs and families and kids around. So we want it to be a safe environment. Dogs need to be leashed. But we encourage everyone to come out. We have a pre-check-in that starts at 8:30. This is for anyone who is actually registered to participate, who has raised funds. You can come. You can get your T-shirt for the event at that time. And then we have numerous other, which we'll be talking about today on this program, fun activities going on that people can partake in. And then at 11 a.m., the actual 5K run and walk begins throughout downtown Grand Ledge. And then we also have lunch provided afterward. We have some vendors that will be there on that day. And we do have some fun activities afterward as well. We're going to have an ice cream eating contest for dogs that you can enter your animal into. So, and I want to mention as well, I've gotten this question, you don't actually have to have an animal to come out. And if you are a cat owner, although cats don't do so well in a 5K or 1 mile run or walk, this event is to raise funds for all companion animals that we support through our mission. So,
but if you do come out and you don't have your animals, you better come equipped with a nice little picture of them. You got to get that wallet photo out.
Right.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Well, so, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So we're just hoping for a fun day. It is a family activity. We'd love to see the community out there supporting us, and it is for a great cause, one that obviously I believe in.
Yeah, I know it's been going on for a lot of years, and I know when my daughter was going through high school, and a lot of excitement among the youth, because it is one of those ways you can interact with your pet, and you can get out there and walk, and you can show a positive cause. You know, so it's got a lot of excitement. It's got a lot of buzz. I've always noticed there's just a lot of the people that do it keep doing it time and time and time again, because it's really a special kind of occasion. You don't have much opportunity to really like show, let's walk, let's have fun, but let's enjoy our pet. So this is a great opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. And we feel exactly that way, that it's great to get out, get some exercise. You know, we feel, and I know I feel with my two dogs at home, that they're a part of the family. And yeah, they provide a quality of life that we don't feel we would have otherwise without their presence in the home. So this is a great way to bring out that portion, the four-legged friends in your family. Come out for a fun day.
Absolutely. They deserve it.
Oh, absolutely. Eric, when you say this is a big event, how many people do you have participating in the walk itself, and what kind of a capacity are you expecting to have in terms of just people who may not be walking but might want to show up and just take part in the activities?
Yeah, well, we expect anywhere from 500 plus actual participants to the event. When you consider there'll be dogs there as well, could be as many as 1,000 to 1,500 people we expect. Obviously, we'd love to go above and beyond that. So anyone who is out there who's considering coming, please visit us online. We do have brochures available if you'd prefer to receive information that way, but contact us. We'd love to get you information about the event. We'd love to see you guys out there.
Obviously, there's some value to the whole cause in raising money and funds for the Humane Society. How does somebody actually contribute to the Humane Society by taking their animal out to this event?
Right, exactly. And that's the ultimate cause above and beyond the fund that we hope people
above
have
and
on the day,
yeah,
is that we are a nonprofit. This is a significant fundraiser for us, and it's important. And we have a lot of dedicated people who come out. And the ways you can raise funds, the one way is the old-fashioned way, much like you would for Girl Scouts. We have on our actual brochure, we have a place where you can go around. If you work in an office, you can set it out for people. They can contribute whatever amount they would like. You put their name down, and then you can bring that money the day of the event.
Okay.
And of course, we do have incentives for people at different levels. Depending on what you raise, you get a t-shirt and a bandana at the $75 raised level. You can either donate that yourself, or you can ask friends and family for their support. And then we have other fun things like dog leashes, roll-up blankets, beach totes, zip hoodies, even up to a digital camera that we like to offer just to kind of incentivize people to get out there and encourage them to fundraise. We did launch this year a brand new website, event website, where people can go. You can upload your own images of the animals that you're, you know, this is your cause,
right.
The animals that you have at home, the reasons why you're doing it. You can input your own story, and people can donate to you right online with a simple click and a credit card, and their name will appear on your list.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so it's really quick and easy for anyone who's in the electronic world, and I know a lot of people are these days. You can do that, and there's some really great functionality on that website where you can post this to Facebook. If you're into Twitter, you can actually tweet this to people. Otherwise, you can just send a quick email to family and friends, which is how I did it, and wrote down the reasons why I'm participating. Obviously, I work there, but it is a cause I believe in,
right.
Above and beyond my employment. And friends and family can one-click.
Rick, I got excited there for a minute. Eric mentioned the Girl Scouts, and I started thinking about cookies. But the problem is, all the cookies are going to probably be dog biscuits. So, I mean, what good is that going to do me? So, Eric, let me ask you this question. You mentioned how many people, and God, that's a great crowd. It's wonderful to hear that many people participate. What's the parking situation going to be like out there? And do you advise, should people come early? I mean, what's the process going to be involved with that, whether they've already signed up for it or if they spontaneously decide to come out there?
Right. Great question. Fitzgerald Park obviously is a very beautiful place. It has ample parking, which is one of the reasons why it makes for such a great location for us, in addition to being pet friendly for us on that day of the event. There is somewhat of a check-in process when you get there. So if people want to show up earlier just to make sure that lineup doesn't get too long and you're not waiting too long, you may want to show up a little bit earlier. Again, check-in starts at 8:30 a.m. And we will have the fun activities going on. So you're not going to be standing around bored. There's lots to do. So please come out early, get a spot. And again, there are plenty of spots for you. And we, again, would love to have you there early.
Well, and I would say, Rick, for anyone who is walking, they can keep their headphones on with the radio, and they can listen to us on the air while they're
right.
going through on the path. And so that'll just make that time go even that much faster. So that's the good news for us.
Now, tell us a little bit. You actually have some sponsors as well that probably bring in some money. Tell us more about the commercial side of what's going on out there and who are your big sponsors. And talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, we're very appreciative of the support that we receive corporately here in the community. Our main sponsor is Soldens, who are
fantastic,
extremely generous, family-owned organization here. I know they've done a lot. I live in South Lansing. We go to the dog park a couple times a week at least.
Awesome.
You know, they do so many great things, and I know they support many other animal organizations aside from the Humane Society. So we're very appreciative of their support. They're big in what we do with the Runwalk especially, and also they've helped us with many other projects. So.
Yeah, I was just thinking this year we talked about on our show the cat house that you have there now, the kitten and cat area. And made possible in large part by Soldens.
Yeah,
that, and that is a really fantastic facility. If you haven't been to the Humane Society lately, when you go out there, as it always has evolved over the many years, you really feel like it's really on this like ethical path of, you know, trying to do the best they very can for every animal that's in there. So my hat's off to Soldens and where you guys are going.
Yeah. And Meyer, Wagontails Pet Resort, Emergent Biosolutions are also some other sponsors. And then, of course, we have some great media sponsors. Oh, excuse me, Lansing Chiropractic Clinic as well as a sponsor. We have many great media sponsors. You guys are helping us out today by having us on the show. We appreciate that so much.
Sure.
And we appreciate all the media in the area getting enthused about this. You know, animals are great parts of our lives, and you guys are so great to help us.
Now, has this event grown over the years? How long has it been in existence, and how long have you been involved with it?
You know, that's a great question. I've been with Humane Society for 6 months now. Okay. This will be my first run and walk with the animals.
Okay.
I don't know a great deal about the history. I know it used to be downtown, and this was prior to it actually being a 5K race. That was something that was added, I believe, maybe 3 years ago. So it used to just kind of be a day-long fun activity for dogs and families to come out. And we introduced the race because we thought, hey, that'd be a unique and fun, different thing in the area. So I don't know a whole lot about the history, unfortunately.
Well, so that's okay. That's okay. I can certainly sense your enthusiasm that this year is going to be a great year.
Yes.
All right.
And that is what matters. We're speaking this morning with Eric Langdon, who's the Director of Development for the Capital Area Humane Society. Eric, let's talk a little bit about Humane Society, because everybody may not understand completely how much good that you guys do in the community in terms of creating families with animals and people and solving a lot of problems. Can you help our listeners understand, if they haven't thought about it, what does Humane Society do and how do they help in the general community?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, most people will know us for pet adoptions. They think of the Humane Society, they think of the animals that are there waiting for happy homes, and they probably don't consider a lot of the other things, like you said, that we do. We have an extensive education program, which was launched a few years ago with some funding that we're very proud of. I can't tell you how exciting it is to see in the summer months we have summer camp. We have kids come in throughout the week, and they're learning about animals above and beyond companion animals. We'll even get into reptiles and things like that. We have some different demonstrations for them. It's a fun way for them to get involved. It's from ages 4 to 16. It varies depending on age level and interest. Starts out with simple arts and crafts, learning about key signs with animals, body language, what you need to stay away from, ways for kids to protect themselves. And then it even gets to the older age groups, having them bring in their own animals, learning how to train them themselves, learning about careers, dealing with animals. So our education program, we feel, is really important. It's a great way to engage the community. We also do, with grant funding, provide pet fairs, is what they're called out in the community. So we partner with community organizations, community centers in low-income areas. And what we do is we have staff vets and volunteer vets from other vet organizations come out, do wellness checks, vaccinate for rabies, heartworm testing. And then we also offer, when available through grant funding, free vouchers for spay and neuter. So this is a way, because the economy has hit everybody and some people harder than others. And sometimes it's hard to keep up with that sort of thing. And it's very important to maintain your animal's health for their well-being. And we try to do that to offer to people who may need some assistance. So
that's absolutely fantastic. Rick, yeah. I think I finally have met a man. I don't have to tell him that you better take darn good care of your pet, because it sounds like they already get that.
Yeah, so. and this is an event where the community, it's obvious when you just listen to Eric, you know, all the amount of community involvement they have. This is that one opportunity with the pet at your side to really kind of give back to your community. In this case, it's the Humane Society community that's really partly, you know, the reason why our pet community can be proud of itself and stick its head up in the air and be proud of who we are and what we're all about. Because the Humane Society is here.
Absolutely. So, Eric, again, September 11th is the date. 8:30 is the check-in. The walk is at 11 o'clock. Do I have my facts straight?
You do. And please visit us online at cahs-lansing.org. You can find information about the event, or you can call if you prefer at 517-626-6060.
Fantastic. We've been talking this morning with Eric Langdon, the Director of Development for the Capital Area Humane Society, about the 2010 Run and Walk that's going to be taking place on September 11th in Fitzgerald Park in Grand Ledge. And Rick, in the next segment, we're going to have a conversation with some of the folks who are going to be conducting additional events at the walk right here at the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
I must admit, I can't explain any of these thoughts racing through my brain.
It's true.
Baby, I